following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Thanksgiving, everybody. Second, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Turn 55 of A Worthy Opponent, a Hearthstone podcast for the oh-so-casual Hearthstone player. I am Black Lace, and I'm always, as normal, prattling on, and with me is Autumn's Bane.
This soul just wails on you. Dang, soul. Let up already.
Wailing that soul. One. That's the card.
There you go. Forecasting cost, 3/5 minion from Naxxramas with the battle cry, silence your other minions. And I picked this today because I'm looking at the card and I'm like, I have to find a way to use that. I could already think of some cards I'd like to silence, like those keepers or watchers or whatever they're called.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you have two of those out, you play this card and suddenly you got two big minions to attack with.
But one of the decks I tested had the Wailing Soul in it.
But wait, was it? There's
but
more.
But wait, there's more.
There's Micmac. Woohoo! The crowd goes wild.
Greetings.
Go on.
One of the decks I tested had the Wailing Soul in it as a mechanic. I think it was a Warlock deck. I think it was like a weird Handlock deck, if I'm not mistaken. And I got that to work a couple times with the Ancient Watcher being silenced to 4/5, 2 mana. Yep, pretty cool.
But is that the only card that's going to be good for silencing?
Dancing Swords, anything. Yeah, there's not a whole lot of stuff, though.
Well, we have hit December 1st. So, basically, we have gotten the new card back for November, which is actually the new card back for December because we just got it now. It is the Goblin card back with the pumping gears and whatnots and shocks and blowy up things and oozing things, and the card actually has a lot of animation to it where some of the others just sparkle. This is pretty neat. I like this one. I know you guys are kind of on it. I like it.
So you can only really see it when your opponent's playing stuff.
Yeah,
right?
That's the sad thing. It's got to be hovering or something for you to see it. I haven't played with it yet, so I don't know. I just got home from work, so haven't put it in. I just got on and saw that I had the option to use it, which I will, against all those people who use the basic card backs. I will play.
I won't use it. I'm only going to use my pumpkin forever.
Oh,
like
that's right.
But
go to pumpkin.
My gnome would not be happy if I used a goblin card.
I see. But Micmac, you would use it, right?
I have used it, but I'm not going to continue to use it. I liked it more on paper before I saw it animated, and I looked at it like in the little card slot when you're playing on the Hearthstone table. I don't know. I didn't like it too much. It doesn't match with the heroes I've been using, so...
I'm going to play it for fun. Just a few times.
Yeah.
And then I like switching them up. I get bored really quickly, so I just kind of flip through them. Next month's looks... it's kind of cute, kind of plain. It's exactly what we said it would be. We said last episode that we expect the next month's card to be... Go ahead, guys.
The gnome card back.
Yes, with the little gears and all that little stuff. So
and
it's cute.
It appears my theory was correct.
Mm-hmm. They showed it in the picture. So the little gear was exactly where I said it was.
Put it on the calendar. Micmac was right once.
And wrong 17,000 other times.
But not all on the show. We have not witnessed all your wrongness. But speaking of your wrongness... We are going to mention one thing about your wrongness. We didn't get any deck trials. I'm jumping out of order. It fit. It really did. We didn't get any anybody sending us emails to have you play with their decks.
No, and it's frustrating. I was sad.
Knickknacks all by himself, not able to play with anybody's deck? Come on, guys.
I had to play with my own deck. I didn't know what to do.
So send those emails to awohearthstone@gmail.com so that, you know, if you want Knickknack to play with your deck, he's open to it.
Oh, yeah. Open for business.
Okay. Last week, we had another fun, I won't really call it a challenge, but I guess it was kind of a challenge, just to see which cards we all think are the most targeted cards for Hearthstone, the cards that when we call them out or you call them out, your opponent is going to try to get them off of the board ASAP. Who would like to go first?
Honest Bane, would you like to have first dibs?
All right. I'm on the fence of some of them because there's so many I want to. First, we'll go with the legendary that it wasn't on my list until it got played today. And I said, oh, no, that cannot live, especially in the circumstance that it's in place. I'll give you a hint. The player had three Death Rattle cards in play when he called out this legendary.
Baron Rivendare.
Yep. I says, no, Baron Rivendare cannot live. He's a forecasting cost 1/7, which means he was out early on turn 4, maybe even 3 with a coin, I don't recall. Your minions trigger their death rattles twice. And if all of the cards currently on the board had triggered their death rattles twice, I'd have been gone the next turn. So I'm going to move that card onto my list of 3. Next would be the Northshire Cleric.
Yeah, that's on my list
too. Good choice.
Whom I have hated vehemently since the very first game I ever played against a priest. Whenever that card is let to live, it hurts me. It just ends up being bad. She's not really so ridiculous on her own. I still think she's one of the more overpowered one casting cost cards in the game. I mean, a 1/3 to begin with one casting cost should be enough. But to enable a healing class, to draw a card whenever a minion is healed, and it's not even your own minion. Anybody heals anything, she draws a card. So I hate her so much.
Well,
so
here's the other thing.
She's got to go.
She's a 1/3, but I can't tell you how many times, because you got to realize she's a cleric only. She's on my list too. Not only is she a 1/3 in that she always heals, and that's a good enough reason there, but she's being played by a priest. Played by a priest who will then pump her to become a 1/6. And will then pump
then
her
a six,
again.
Six.
And then we'll double it. And all of a sudden, this little card that was nice and innocent not only can heal whenever she's healed now for her 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 points of damage taken and still alive, but she gets cards for each one. I mean, it's dangerous because he can burn out his deck, but this is a very formidable card.
Good old priest inner fire gimmicky nonsense.
Exactly. But that was number 2.
Yeah, and I kind of put this restriction on myself when I did this. I kind of excluded all of the higher casting cost legends because Ragnaros and Ysera and all of those big money cards that can like turn the tide of battle at the last minute, King Crush, you know, it's just too easy to pick those. So I kept to the lower and in some cases more common
cards. That
was cards.
That was the spirit that I made this challenge. The ones that I called also are like under 3 mana cost. They were just the quick, fast cards that come out at the very beginning that you want to get off the table. That's what
I went gearing for. I went as high as 4 casting costs with Rivendare. The other is a recent hatred of mine, which is ironic because I use it in a couple of my own decks, is the 1 casting cost, 1/2 minion, known as the Undertaker.
Oh my gosh, you just looked at my notes, didn't you?
And mine too.
I have seen him get up to like 5/6 before I was finally able to get him down, and by that point, he's done a lot of damage early on in the game.
So yeah, he's something that... Here's the theory. These are the cards that you probably want to kill as soon as you get out. But they're also the cards that if you've got a deck, they should put them in there.
Right. Yeah, pretty much.
Of course. Although I think so they only have Rivendare in one deck.
I don't have Rivendare in any of my decks, actually. I don't really have a lot of Death Rattle decks.
Well, I have that Warlock Death Rattle deck that has done quite well for me. And the Pizza deck has quite a few Death Rattles in it.
Are you hungry yet?
Hey, guess what we had for dinner the night after our last podcast?
Yep.
A pizza.
You got it.
And as I was eating it, I sat there and I said, well, I can't really... I know we have an explicit tag, but I won't say what I really said. Let's just say I said, screw you, McMack, as I shoved that pizza in my face.
Thanks. Well, I'm not taking responsibility for you being hungry after the show tonight. You brought up the pizza.
This is true. All right, so you those are your three.
Right.
Okay. McMack, two of those three were yours too, right?
No, only one of those three.
Oh, okay.
So, obviously we spoke about The Undertaker. He is just such a snowball in those red Death Rattle decks. Once he gets big, it's really hard to kill him. And if he comes out early game, you're probably going to lose unless you can do something about him. So, he was my first card. But my second card is the 3/2 rare, the Knife Juggler.
He was
because he pings everybody whenever you cast a spell.
He was a runner-up for me. Mm-hmm. Had I not picked Rivendare, I would have picked him.
See, to me, the Knife Juggler is, not only is he a solid minion, but he creates so much tempo in the sense that you can just keep playing minions and you're just tossing out damage here, damage there. He's just way too deadly. When I see him, I go like all out to try to kill him.
And again, tell everybody what he does.
He is a 2-mana, 3/2, rare. After you summon a minion, deal 1 damage to a random enemy minion. Random enemy, excuse me. So it could be a hero too. And in like a Zulog deck, an aggro deck, I mean, he's almost like a staple card. So he's really scary once he comes down early. Because you know that he's got friends coming.
I used to, when I played Snake Trap, it's funny, WoW took Snake Trap out of the game, and I took Snake Trap out of my deck. When I played with the Snake Trap deck, I loved that popping when I had that Knife Juggler. Because I was like, oop, 3 snakes, there's 3 more pops.
Put the sample on your head! Alright, and then my last card, it's a Shaman card. It's a 1-mana, 3/1 Dust Devil, Wind Fury Overload of 2. Do you know how terrible that is? If you're a shaman and you play that card and then that minion dies, you're dead in the water for turn 2. There's nothing that you can do. So if my opponent plays that card, I'm either going to take 6 damage the next turn, or I'm going to slow him down. So I have no problem if I'm a mage using a Frostbolt on it to kill it. Granted, I'm using a spell that can deal 3 damage and free something to kill a 1-costing minion. I mean, I'd rather just use my hero power, but, you know, I would go at length to destroy this card just to hinder my opponent.
Yeah, but he's so easy to kill. I mean, saying he's a top target is almost like a no-brainer, because he's not really... I mean, I could see what you're saying. I definitely kill him as soon as I can, especially on the first turn. I've stopped playing him. Well, I haven't played Shaman in a long time, but I took him out of my Shaman deck because there is the issue of the Overload 2. There's the issue of it having only 1 health, so if you face a mage or a druid, forget about it. He's gone, or a rogue for that matter. By turn 2, he's definitely gone. So every time I played him, he never made it to the point where he can attack twice.
Well, that's the point.
Exactly.
He's a targeted card. Everybody wants to knock him out.
Yeah.
It's because you see how easy he is to kill. It's like, all right, it's a no-brainer. I'm just going to go and chop off his head. Dust Devil head.
I guess because the other ones we mentioned were a little harder to kill. I never thought of putting something with only a 1 health as the top kill.
Yeah.
But there's how you'd love to see the face of the shaman when that dies?
Yes.
When they play it on the first turn and screw themselves?
And lock up all their mana.
I like to do the same thing with the warlocks. When they play the imp that does 3 damage to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you arcane shot them.
You just took 3 points of damage for nothing.
Because it got nicked. Yes. All right, my turn. I also was with Autumn's Bane on both the Northshire Cleric and the Undertaker. But I chose the Mana Worm. If I see a mage play a Mana Worm, I want it gone, because it's one of my favorite cards to play. My favorite thing to do is have the Mana Worm in the mirror image come in to my hand when I'm on the when I get the second turn, because then I can cast Mana Worm and it's a 1/3. I cast my coin, it's suddenly a 2/3. I cast my mirror image, and now for one mana, I've got a 3/3 creature and 2/0/2 taunts out on the first turn.
Yeah, Mana Worm's awesome. I actually sort of didn't even think about that card. That's something I would consider too. It's just so strong. If you like you said, you coin out mirror image, 3/3, turn one. What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. And then you can't even target it because you got to get rid of the two taunts. So yeah, that Mana Worm can be a really, really deadly card in your opponent's deck. So that was my number one targeted card, followed up by the Northshire Cleric and the Undertaker. But I had an honorable mention with the Demolisher, because that it was up there too. That's the one we were talking about earlier when we were off the air. 3 casting cost, 1/4 creature at the start of your turn, deal 2 damage to a random enemy. Most people, when they see that one come out, they kind of do everything they can to knock that out too.
Yeah, I forget the 3 I just told you, because I was kind of doing this not from anything written down, but there was something I was supposed to pick instead of one of the others, and now I can't. Now I can't even find it. Micmac will know the name as soon as I tell him what it does. It's a 0/7 minion. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The Doomsayer. The end is coming!
Yeah. It just dawned on me that when I see that card, I will expend 3 cards from my hand to get rid of that sucker. Because I just don't want it destroying all of my minions.
True. That's something that's pretty powerful, too. It's kind of hard to kill.
I did that the other day. I think I used a slam to do 2 damage against it. And then I hit it with a minion. And then I think I hit it with something else, some other spell. Well, I hit it with an axe, I think. So a slam, an axe blow, and then sacrifice to minion just to get rid of it.
Nice. I think that when people play the Doomsayer, they sort of play it, hit end turn, and then hold their breath, hoping that it lives.
And then there are some, I'm just having no luck finding the cards I want to find tonight. There is a very large taunt creature for very low casting cost from Nax that enables me to put a card into play when it dies. You use it in Arena all the time, you said.
Deathlord.
What's the casting cost on that?
3 mana for 2/8.
There he is, okay. So, 3 casting cost, 2/8, taunt. So, first of all, he's got 8 health and taunt. And he's got the death rattle. Your opponent puts a minion from their deck into the battlefield. Why would I not want to kill him? There's no reason to not want to kill him.
No.
Yeah, and I've seen people put him, 2 of him out against me, and I was like, that's fun. Thank you. You know?
Somebody played one against me today, and it was like, okay, Hunter's Mark, Leper Gnome, thank you.
I made a priest deck with this card, and my power shield, and, you know, giving him +2 health, inner fire, equaling his attack to his health. So it's really gimmicky in that sense, but, I mean, that drawback is pretty awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, if he ends up calling out your Crocolisk or something, then it wasn't worth it. But if he calls out Ragnaros, then
yes,
sweet deal.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
No, what he actually called out, remember I said I killed him today? I had a very low casting cost taunt minion out. I had the... Man, my memory is gone. I should stop this. It was a two casting cost ghoul that does... That's got taunt.
Unstable ghoul, which deals one damage to all minions.
So I had an unstable... There it is. Unstable ghoul. I had the unstable ghoul out, and then I killed that guy, and he put a second unstable ghoul out. I'm like, oh man, you couldn't have given me something a little better. And then he used an AoE effect and killed both ghouls.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Yeah.
RNG, right?
God. RNG, it hits
That's
me.
Random number generator, mm-hmm. for those of you who don't know. I hate when I'm listening to a new podcast about something that I'm trying to learn, and they throw out all these anagrams and these terms, and I'm like, what's that? What are you talking about? Sometimes even games I know, and I'm like, what are they saying? Now I gotta go look it up on the internet.
I'm having that trouble with looking up stuff on Pet Battles that people use these letters, and I'm like, what is he talking about? And that's, of course, a WoW reference to the Pet Battles, not the same thing as the game we're playing right now, Hearthstone.
Okay, so, this segment brought to you by Warlords of Draenor.
Yes.
Boost to 90 instantly.
If you are a Hearthstone player and you have not started playing WoW, now is the time to do it. Oh my god, the game is... Somehow I'm still managing to get enough Hearthstone games in. I made it to 15 last season. Today I managed to whip out two quests and get next month's card back already. So if I don't play again for the rest of the month because I'm playing WoW, at least I've got my card back.
Good deal. Nice.
At work on your iPad. And because I've mentioned that, just to reiterate the news, this is the month. This is December. We are supposed to see Hearthstone come out on the Android this month, Spectator mode this month, and the new expansion. Woohoo!
Can't wait.
Yes, can't wait.
Yes, it's going to be exciting. Can't wait. I've now, got before about we move 1,800 on. Gold now.
Good oh, wow. So much money.
Yay.
Good for you.
18 packs, baby.
Maybe you can buy me a pack or two with all that gold you got.
Unfortunately,
nice
the game doesn't work that
way.
Way,
right?
I tried at least.
Can't
you
trade.
You can't give people money?
No trading.
I've got 1490 gold.
Oh, you caught up. You got pretty close.
I'll have at least 15
packs.
Yeah,
I haven't played in about a week. Well, I've played, but I haven't really done very well.
Well, that's something we haven't really done too much since Micmac came on board. We used to always start off by talking about how our weeks went with the game, and so I'm just curious, with the turnover of the new season, Micmac, where did you end up?
I ended up at rank 10, and I started at rank 19 this season, so I already had the card back when I...
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. I played, I log all my stats. I think I played about 50 games or so unranked, so to get to rank 10, I was pretty happy with.
Well, what about you, Blackface?
I decided to follow our podcast. I got to rank 19 and just said, you know what? I'm going to relax this month and kick back and enjoy playing Hearthstone and not really care if I win or and scale up in rank. I am going to try and play casual and not break my monitor. Oh. And I did. So I stayed at rank 19 and I just played casual the whole month and I had fun. I played, if I felt like playing a mage, I played a mage. If I felt like playing my old shaman deck, I played my shaman deck. If I felt like playing a shit sandwich, I did.
Yummy shit sandwiches.
Yeah, I think I only heard you swearing twice.
Yep.
Oh, so it was a good week. It was a good week.
It was
then.
A good week.
There we go.
Yeah, so I'm looking at my quest log, and how long ago was it that I said, hey guys, I hit 1,000 wins in play?
Was that wasn't like that, a month ago?
Was it
a month? Half, maybe?
It was right. A while ago.
Well, I'm up to 1140 total wins, so I guess I've only won 140 games since we had that conversation. But I actually am surprised at that number because it means I've probably won more than I've lost, which has not always been the case.
Well, that's good, though.
All right, and again, for the casual player, where do you find that?
So if you go into your quest log, it'll show you your play mode wins. So, you know, today's the first day of the season. It shows I'm rank 20. Total wins 1140. To the right, Best Arena Key, Silver. Total wins, 29, because I don't play Arena much. And, oh, I must have gone up a level. I had, last night, 300 total levels. I'm up to 301 total levels.
That's kind of weird. I've only won 980 games, but I have 299 levels.
Yeah, but you get level experience towards the level, even if you lose.
Right, if you play the AI, then you get experience. Did you hear
just
something?
Just gave it away. No, I didn't hear a thing.
Even if you lose, okay. You go up in rank.
I have 1096.
I'm at 58. I'm at 58 Hunter, so I'm pretty soon going to be level 60 Hunter, and I have no idea what that gives me other than just getting all the gold cards unlocked.
Yeah, you get some of the gold common cards after, I think, 50. I think it's after 50, I think. I don't know, I'm probably wrong there, but...
Yeah, because I'm getting gold cards. I got a golden River Crocodile, River Crocolisk. I'm like, that's not even a Hunter card. It's a beast, but it's not a Hunter card. So I went up... So, yeah, it's not always class cards that they give you golds for.
Right,
very
yeah.
Very interesting.
So Micmac was saying...
I have... 1096 total wins, 472 in arena, and my total level is 380.
I have 7 in the arena.
That's okay.
I don't play arena, so obviously, you know. And I haven't played arena because I've been trying to save all my gold, so.
Okay, so now I've got real curiosity. What is your lowest ranked class?
My lowest ranked class is the druid at level 32.
My druid's 33, but it's not my lowest.
Oh, it's not? Okay, I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess that your priest or rogue is the lowest for the both of you.
Uh-uh. Well, I've got a tie between a druid and a rogue. They're both at 27, followed by the warrior at 28.
No, my lowest is actually the shaman at 24, then paladin at 25, then priest at 20, no, then rogue at 26, then priest at 28, druid 33, mage 34, no, warlock was 31, which is weird because I play it more than most of the others these days, 42 on the warrior, and 58 on the hunter.
Nice on the hunter.
Nice.
My shaman and mage are tied at 44, which surprises me because I really thought I played the shaman more. But, yep, I got a tie of 44. Those are my two highs.
Well, that's surprising, too, because my warlock, I thought I played a lot, and it's just over the priest, which I didn't think I played that much.
So my mage is level 58, my warrior is 55, warlock is 50. So those are my three highest. And
your mage is higher than your warlock, your warrior?
Yeah, I mean, I played a ton of mage, like, in the very beginning against the AI. I mean, everybody did it in that sense, but... Most of my arena games are also with mage. And for a while, I didn't play the warrior until I actually got all the cards. So that was back in May, maybe season like 2 or so. That's when I started playing like the warrior on the ladder. So it's, I always have it. I didn't have all the cards initially. No one did, but it took me time to get the warrior going.
That's really interesting. We kind of didn't realize that the cards, the game, yeah, the decks we played the most were actually the decks we played the most sometimes.
Yeah, I'm really surprised that it's kind of a not a lopsided spread. You know, they're all over 20. You know, we start out at level 1, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that I've gone 28 levels on a class I hate is just mind-boggling.
It's pretty impressive, actually.
I got 30 on my priest. And 37 on my pally.
My priest is 40.
Okay, poor priests. I don't mean that at all, by the way. Micmac.
Okay, so this past week, around the Thanksgiving time, was the DreamHack Championship, which was in Sweden. And I'm going to try and pronounce this one more time, the name of the town. It's Jönköping. It's probably butchered, but...
And we have a listener that's now rolling around on the floor listening to you say that.
Mm-hmm.
On his bear rug, grabbing his chest. Ha, 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 ha. These Americans. Ha, ha, ha. Anyhow.
His bear rug.
His bear skin rug.
Is that, Is that the stereotype in your mind?
Oh,
that
my God.
Swedes roll around on bearskin rugs.
Yeah, with some clogs on.
Or do you mean bear on the rug?
DreamHack Championship results.
So, in first place was Colento, and he won $10,000.
Colento.
I think Blacklace was rooting for him in the championship.
I was.
He's pretty awesome.
And the new kid.
Oh, yeah, Firebat?
No, I think his name was New Kid or something like that.
Oh, really?
I don't remember what
or
it was.
Or Young Kid or
something like that, yeah.
Kid or... Yeah, there was this, like, 17-year-old.
Yep. Oh, well, that's also...
Oh, I think that's Number Guy or Green
Sheet. Number Guy, that's
Number
it.
Guy.
Number Guy, yeah. Yeah, he's pretty young. He's 17.
Yep. So who took second?
Second place was Ties NL from the Netherlands. Life Coach and Strifeco took third and fourth place. And 5 through 8 were Faramir, Cypher, Nerea, and Firebat, our Hearthstone World Champion.
Oh, he made it, though.
Did you say Faramir?
I think that's what it is, yeah. Faramir, F-A-R-A-M-I-R. Faramir?
That's Boromir's brother.
Mm-hmm. Funny.
It's a Lord of the Rings character.
It's great.
Not a Lord of the Ring reference. 2 weeks in a row.
Trailer opened this week, too.
Oh, it looks so good. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
Did you see the Legacy trailer? The one where they show all the Lord of the Rings scenes leading up to The Hobbit?
No, I have not.
There's like a long trailer, and it shows everything. It shows everything from all the Lord of the Rings movies. Well, not, you know, bits from all of the Lord of the Rings movies and the previous Hobbit movies leading up to the big moment.
One of my guilty pleasures, I love watching movies by myself in the theater. I know it sounds kind of weird, but I love just being able to immerse myself in the movie and not having to worry about anybody else. I went to go see Thor, and I was the only person in the theater. I thought it was mine. So
well, as long as you don't pull a Pee Wee Herman and play with your deck.
I'll bring my iPad.
He did it
Android.
On the Android.
In the theater alone, lights off, looking around.
Oh my god. We are going to discuss some cards now to put in your deck. I'll open up this week because we are almost done with the rares and moving on to the epics of the new expansion. One more rare was divulged. It's the Little Exorcist, and she's a little gnomey girl. She's cute, little gnome cleric. She is a 3 cast, it costs 2/3 creature, with taunt. With taunt, might I say, again.
She's scary looking.
Very scary.
She's cool. Battle cry. Oh my god, yes, use this against your death metal rattle decks. Her battle cry is just... gain +1/+1 for each enemy death rattle minion. I swear, just put... No, I think it's a cleric only. In this category, it's a neutral.
Yep.
Put this in your deck. I mean, absolutely, because when you run into people who are playing those death rattle decks, she can slam out and suddenly be like a 7/8 creature for 3 casting cost.
Wow.
I mean, really, think about it. If somebody's got a bunch of death rattle, the spiders, I mean... Yeah, she can be seriously powerful.
Yeah, or you wait. It's the battle cry. Now, she doesn't continue...
It's the battle cry.
She doesn't continue to get bigger as people play them.
So she'll stay there, too, if those cards die at that rank. She'll stay there, and she's got taunt.
So somebody who's got the Undertaker, and then a couple of those spiders, and a leper gnome, you know... kind of flooded with 3, 4, 5 of those
Nerubians,
things.
The Nerubian eggs.
Pop, pop, pop. Oh, I meant to say Nerubian egg is really my first choice of things to kill. No, just kidding.
What?
Yeah, right. So here's my take on this card. I think it's weird. And I think it's weird because I don't know if
weird.
It's going to have a place because everyone's going to play mech. Right now, everyone's playing death rattle cards. So once this new expansion goes out, everyone's going to play mech. And is Death Rattle going to be forgotten? I mean, Sylvanas Windrunner, she's still going to be around. I mean, she's a pretty amazing card. 6 mana, 5/5. When she dies, take control of an enemy minion. That's incredibly powerful. She'll still be alive. The Sludge Belcher.
No, you know, I kind of see the Death Rattle and the mechs and that kind of thing. I was kind of like, okay, I'm going to play black, like in Magic the Gathering, so I'm going to play all the undead. So I'm going to, all my decks are going to be death rattles. Or I'm going to be white, so I'm going to play priests, and I'm going to play all the healy stuff. I mean, there are people who kind of cling to that type. They choose the kind that they want to be, and they stay there. Just like with Magic the Gathering, I liked my red fireball deck. I like playing the mage here. You know, I think there is something there. So I think you'll still see these death rattle decks.
Yeah, but I think death rattle is going to become like all of the other abilities, you know, the battle cries and the taunts, and it's just going to be, I want to use this card. Oh, it just happens to have a death rattle too. That's decent. So that's a bonus. But I don't know if people are going to be, as Micmac implies, stuffing their decks full of death rattles just to make a death rattle deck.
Well, let's look at the next BlizzCon.
But cards like this, are going to push that. Says people are going to say, I don't want to keep playing death rattles because there's all these little exorcists running around.
Yeah, but you know what? She's still not bad because she's 3 casting costs for a 2/3 with taunt. So even if you don't have somebody playing a death rattle deck, you still have a fairly viable taunt creature out there.
So what do you think about
not,
this?
At least she's not a mech. If she was a mech, that would make it all right. Everybody would play them if it was also a mech.
She's a gnome.
On a scale from 1 to 10, where do you both rank this card? 10 being the highest, 1 being just garbage.
More than 2, but less than 8.
No, see, I was, and you know, I was gonna say 6 or 7 for myself, so that would be more than 2 and less than 8. I would say around six or seven.
It's a 6. It's better than average, I think.
Yeah.
But this is one of those cards that you're gonna have to see where the meta goes.
Exactly.
Right. I would say like 4.5, maybe a 5.
Well, you said that about the angry chicken, and look what. Oh, never mind.
Oh snap.
No, there have been lots of cards that we've thought, oh, this is really good, and then it turns out later to not really be so good, or this is a terrible card, and then suddenly everybody was playing them and making use out of them. It's hard to tell. I mean, it's a low-cost taunt creature, and it's got potential. So, again,
but
I think it
not
all
as
depends
much as
on
it...
the meta.
Right, and
if somebody
I wouldn't
that
play
against...
it in Arena. I wouldn't pick her.
No,
not in Arena, but in Constructed Play. If somebody played that against the deck I've been playing with a lot lately, I'd be scared to death. That would move to the number one slot of my must-kill-this-minion.
Yes.
Because I play a lot of Death Rattle these days.
You'd be scared to death. Rattle.
Rattle.
Oh, no pun intended.
Sorry. All right. On his vein, do you want to go next and move into the first of the epics?
Yes. Well, we have a new addition to our giants. You know, we've got the sea giant and the mountain giant and what's the other one? Stone giant or frost
giant?
Molten
sea giant.
Yeah, so this is the clockwork giant. It's got a 12 casting cost and is 8/8 just like all the other giants. With the exception, 1... it's a mech, and 2, it costs 1 less mana for each card in your opponent's hand. So, against all of those mages and warlocks and rogues who like to just store up their cards to late game, they're going to be facing an 8/8 on turn 4.
Yep, absolutely. This card has... it definitely has its drawbacks, like if you're playing against an aggro deck, like a hunter deck or a paladin aggro deck or something like that, where they will have 0 to 3 cards in their hand, it's pretty much dead in the water. But there's just so much possibility against like those slow control decks, priest decks that have just tons of cards in their hand. Such a great mechanic. I like this card a lot.
I think it's almost situational, though. You want to be against those kind of card decks, players. Because if you get somebody who does what I do, I usually play the control decks, then you're kind of screwed because you're not going to have that.
Yeah, but your opponent has 7 cards in their hand. You just cast an 8/8 for 5.
I see your point.
It's pretty pretty damn strong.
But again, it's situational. It's like having a flare in your deck. You know, you keep the flare in your deck in case you face one of three other types of decks. And the odds are pretty good. The bad thing is you get it late game if somebody's already emptied their hands. You're never going to get 12 mana.
Yeah, no. No, it's not going to happen. You're in fatigue and no cards in your hand or something.
But, you know, that that 2/8 with taunt that puts a minion from your deck into your into the playing field?
Deathlord, yeah.
But, yeah, the Deathlord.
Pop this right out.
Imagine popping out a Clockwork Giant.
I think at that point you kind of just concede if it's early game. It's like, yep, okay, I'm done.
Okay, so I think two of the three of us agree that that's a good card.
Yeah, well, one out of ten.
So yeah, I'm not a giant. I don't like the number intimidates me when I see a 12 mana cost. I just
you
always
don't like the Giants, but they won the World Series.
Ooh,
ha ha ha. Okay, that's what baseball, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm batting 100.
No, you
there we go.
Want to bat 100.
That's a great average if you can get that.
I have no idea what I'm talking about when it comes to sports. All right, so remember, I'm a geek. I sit at my computer and play my games. I don't play fantasy football or anything like that. Next card is Micmax.
Okay, we have the Enhance O Mechano. 4 mana, 3/2 mech. He's an epic. Battlecry, give your other minions Windfury, Taunt, or Divine Shield at random. So awesome. I link this card.
It's random.
Cool. It is random.
Those are three nice things to have, even randomly.
This card's going to be so
all
much
of
fun.
All of your minions get something.
Right.
Exactly. This is going to be so cool to just like play with and test out different decks with. He's going to be like, I don't know. He's just going to be such a fun card to just toss into any deck and just try to make something work.
Can you just imagine randomly you get like your Yeti suddenly has Wind Fury?
Awesome.
Not fun. To be on the other side is what I meant, not fun.
He'll be great in like an aggro deck with a bunch of minions. Like a zoo deck, if you have, say you have, I don't know, three minions on the table, toss this guy down, look out.
Now, imagine synergy with this one. Throwing Divine Shields on some characters and maybe throwing out your Blood Knight after you cast him and get more Divine Shields. I don't know if he would change. So you can't duplicate a Divine Shield. It won't have suddenly two, but could suddenly have Divine Shield and Taunt. Then you throw out a Blood Knight on top of that and all minions lose their Divine Shield and he gains a 3/3. There could be some interesting stuff going on there.
Yeah, one thing I don't like about this card is it's benefiting the zoo deck. I want things to take away. I'm so sick of zoo.
But it shouldn't double Wind Fury. I would assume that it won't, like if you've got Wind Fury, it won't give it Wind Fury times two.
No, random is random. Wind Fury times two is just Wind Fury.
Exactly.
So it would be like a wasted ability.
There's a mechanic in the game now called the Mega Wind Fury. So and a minion can attack 4 times, and we'll get to that card later, you know, eventually down the line. So I wonder if it would stack. I think it wouldn't based off the text, but we'll have to see.
Yeah, I don't know that it would stack. They don't. I'll bet you that there will be a verbiage change on this card because of that very issue. Because you can't double taunt. You know what I mean? A taunt and a taunt is still a taunt.
Right.
Yeah. The definition of Wind Fury is can attack twice each turn.
Right.
So having Wind Fury on there 10 times still means can attack twice each turn.
Yeah.
It doesn't say one extra turn or two extra turns. It just says can attack twice. So it doesn't matter. So I think, yes, it can put another Wind Fury on it.
But it just wouldn't matter.
A lot of times... where Blizzard has been weak with this card game is the explanation of what a thing really does based on what's written on the card. There are certain things that have just been historically you would interpret it one way, but they meant it another way. Whereas in Magic the Gathering, what it says on the card supersedes all other rules. It could break five rules, it doesn't matter. If it's on the card, that's the way it is. It has not always been that way in Hearthstone. So I think the jury's out on in terms of whether or not it will duplicate an ability and what will happen.
We shall see. I wonder if it overrides. No, it wouldn't override. It would just give it an additional thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So having a Divine Shield land on your taunt minion is a pretty sweet deal.
Absolutely. So yeah, that's a nice card. I give it two thumbs up.
Give it three thumbs up. I love this card. One of my favorites thus far.
Yeah,
your third thumb, huh?
I would use it if, if I make a mech deck, and I'm sure like everybody else in the universe, I will. I'll put him in it for sure. If I get him.
Oh my god.
Remember, he is an epic.
He is an epic. You'll get him eventually.
Yes.
You can craft him.
400 dust.
Yep, you can still craft him.
Oh yeah, I have 1100 dust, so
there
I just
you go.
Put it aside.
Next card is the 6 mana casting cost Piloted Sky Golem. It's a 6/4 casting 6/4 creature with its death rattle. See? They still have death rattles even here. Death rattle summons a random 4 cost minion. All right, so, you know, put that out with your little exorcist. Oh no, it's enemy. Never mind. That synergy doesn't work the way you want it to.
Yeah, this is a pretty cool card. I like this card a lot. I love this mechanic of summoning a random X cost minion, 2 cost, 4 cost, what have you. Like, you could toss this guy down, he dies, you got a Yeti coming out. Or a Stormwind Knight or something like that. So there's quite a lot.
Or the Windspeaker.
Yep.
Now, is the theory here that they jump out of the Sky Golem?
Yeah, it's
because
the pilot.
They're driving it. Yeah, they're
so the vehicle dies, the pilot jumps out.
I just want to see Ragnaros. No, he's not a 4-cost minion.
The problem is you don't get to make use of its battle cry, I don't think. So, like, if you get a 4-casting cost Spellbreaker, he's not going to silence a minion. At least I'm fairly sure it'll work that way.
Right.
So here's a question.
It doesn't work that way now.
If you're playing as, say, a warrior, okay, and you have this card, this is a neutral card, and he dies. You could get, well, my question is, could you get any minion in the game for 4 mana? There's not the restrictions, like, could you get a mage's 4 mana minion or a rogue's 4 mana minion?
I would think so.
I would think so, too. It said random.
Yep.
That's cool. So, I like that.
Yeah, so you can get...
I like the card.
What, didn't I say Baron Rivendare was 4?
Right.
Yeah, this is definitely a good card to have. That's a nice death rattle.
Yep, very sweet death rattle.
Mm-hmm. On his bane, you get the fun one.
The fun one?
Yes.
Okay. The
Say that fast.
Recombobulator. Recombobulator. 2 casting costs, 3/2. This seems to be a lot of those. Battle Cry. This is an epic. Transform a friendly minion into a random minion with the same cost. I don't like it.
Why not?
I don't.
Well, what if you had a card that got severely damaged, was almost done, suddenly you have a random minion that's back up to full health?
Ah, okay.
Okay. I suppose it's situational.
Points to Blacklace.
It's situational. So, yeah, I guess... You can use it as a healing card, but
probably not meant to be that way. But
here's the thing about random, and there are a lot of random elements I don't like because I tend to lose to them. But I have to win games by skill because too much luck just blows me out of the water every time. But the minions of a certain casting cost that are in my deck are there because I put them there, so I don't want to risk having something I put there on purpose for a specific purpose to suddenly be replaced with something I would never bother putting in a deck.
I see what you're saying.
It doesn't
Maybe
say
it's
transform,
a fun factor.
It doesn't say transform a friendly minion into a random minion from your deck. That I might actually like. But this is just a totally random minion of the same cost. I don't think I'll use them.
Trying to think about why else you'd use it besides what Blacklace said, and I really can't think of anything off the top of my head.
You know, replace your Garrosh with a Ragnaros? I mean, why?
Right.
Well, here's something, and I'm cheating by looking at another site that discusses some of the cards here, but the minion that it replaces has charge, and then you can charge.
But what are the odds that's going to happen?
Well, if you build your deck right around the card...
No, it's got nothing to do with how you built your deck. It's going to give it a random minion.
I see. Not a random minion from your... I see. Yeah. It still could use... still could bring out a charge card. A charge card!
There's a couple minions that would, replace itself. Like, if you had a Wisp out, the zero costing 1/1, and use Recombobulator on it, you'd get another... You get the same card. The Wisp.
That's true, too. It's,
or, like,
it's an...
Molten it's Giant, 20 costing, you know, play him and recombobulate it.
I think I would probably play it a couple times just to see how it played, just for the fun of it, and then I probably would take it out of my deck forever.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds like a plan.
They are not all going to be winners. And, you know, listeners, feel free to write us and tell us your thoughts on the recombobulator. I mean, if you've got a reason that this could be an awesome, incredible, epic, let us know.
Yeah, well, you know what would happen to me. I would have the little gnome out, you know, or a scavenger hyena for 2 casting costs, and I'd end up with the parrot.
The captain's parrot.
Or the chicken. All right, no, we're going to move... Oh, sorry.
It was 2 casting costs I was talking about.
Gotcha. We're going to move into the legendaries just for one card, because then we're going to start closing the show down. Nick-Mac, you get to do the first legendary of this series.
Ooh, alrighty. Well,
and it's
then.
A fun one.
It is a 5-mana, 3/4, Blingtron 3000. Battlecry, equip a random weapon for each player. Now, engineers and WoW make this, don't they?
Yes, I've made
the Blingtrons, yes. There's a Blingtron 4000, and there's now the Blingtron 5000. But there was not a Blingtron 3000, specific Hearthstone.
Oh. Yep. I didn't know that, huh?
Looks epic as a gold card. Could you imagine how this would look with the animation on a gold card? It's probably just...
Yeah, I bet those coins would be, showering
down. Oh, yeah,
down.
And probably dancing around your... Yeah, it's a pretty card. I like it. It's cute.
Yeah, the artwork's pretty cool.
Equip a random weapon for each player.
For each player.
And we know there'll be golden weapons.
I think if you have a golden Blingtron, then the weapons will be golden.
No, they said that any Blingtron summons a golden weapon because it's bling.
Oh.
It's gotta be bling. Yep.
That's what they said at BlizzCon.
It makes your ooze a lot more viable.
Yes. Harrison Jones, anything like that.
Yep, because now there's all the... with this card... Almost any opponent can have a weapon.
Yeah, so that's a good synergy. You play that card, and then you play the ooze. So the weapon you just gave to someone else gets destroyed.
It's destroyed,
but
and meanwhile,
you have a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I wonder
if you
can get, an Ashbringer or...
Oh, like any... Yeah, I think it's any weapon. It could be any...
Doomhammer. If you're, you're playing a rogue, you end up with a Doomhammer.
Or Paladin with Gore Howl.
I think it's a
or
fun card.
Or a priest with anything.
Ugh.
I don't have as much priest hate, I've got to say it. I really don't. I don't know what happened. My priest hate went away. Yeah, I'm not seeing the same kind... Fire doesn't burn out, baby. Not seeing the same kind of priest that I was playing, though. They've changed their style. The meta changed for the priests, so I'm liking it a lot better. So
I don't know... We're not going to talk about them, but I don't know if this was recently added or if we just didn't see them last week, but there's a ton of class cards here, which I guess we could talk about next week.
They were here. They were there. We just haven't bothered to keep going. So, yeah, we'll finish next week with whatever they throw at us this week that we don't know about. And then also we'll talk about legendaries next week and then possibly start moving into the unusual cards.
The unusual cards.
The unusual cards. So, Going on to reviews, we're going to let Nick Mac do this one because I want the people in Sweden to giggle at him.
Oh boy. So the first,
yeah,
we have two reviews.
Nick Mac, he can't pronounce our places.
Oh, sure, sure.
iTunes 5-star reviews in the UK and Sweden. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
I am tickled pink to know that we have listeners in other countries who like us. Because I think someone in France didn't like us, but, you know, French
hate us anyway. And Mic Mac is going to be starting to get a swollen head here, too.
Oh, it's already big enough. It's going to pop soon.
Yeah, people keep saying, and we like Mic Mac. I'm like, okay.
Well, we did, too, and that's why he's part of the show now. But do please read these to us, Mic Mac.
Okay, so the first one we have here is from The Real Slam Shitty. Spelled S-H-I-D-Y, nothing too naughty or explicit there, from the UK. Superb, a really informative podcast relayed in a friendly manner. The hosts are very genuine and really helped me learn the basics of Hearthstone. Mic Mac is a brilliant recent addition. Keep up the great work, guys. Much appreciated. Thanks.
That's from where, Britain?
That's from the UK, yep. And then, this is from our Swedish listener, Heslin. 5 stars. Great show. If you like playing Hearthstone, make sure you listen to this show. It's very fun and informative, as they tend to review all the cards to make sure you guys know what's coming, or what to do or not to do with them. They break the latest news now and then. Some Hunter bashing. Smiley face. It's a very casual show, as Blacklace points out every now and then. I would say it's just under Happy Hearthstone, but since Mic Mac came to the show, the standard was raised quite a bit. Thank you, Heslin. Thank you very much. It's very appreciated.
Yep, thank you. Much appreciated.
Does that mean it's raised above Happy Hearthstone?
I think so.
No,
climb it up
actually,
the ladder.
I think it was raised above just you and me, honey.
Gotcha. So, I know one Swedish word.
What's that?
Farthinder.
Farthinder?
Farthinder.
What does that mean?
Speed bump.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, fart means speed, and hinder, bump, you know, that kind of makes sense, but that's the one Swedish word I know.
Do you guys ever go to IKEA?
What was that?
Do you guys ever go to IKEA?
No, we don't have one near us.
Oh, it's so much fun walking in there and trying to pronounce all the different terms. Like, there'll be a surge protector, and it's called, like, a Drawsburg, or like a Karl Klopper, or something.
Well. I am not allowed to go to Sweden. My wife has banned me from all of Scandinavia.
Yep.
Why?
Because she's jealous of hot blondes.
Big blonde booby woman, yes.
I'm going to go get a ticket and get on the plane right now.
So, since Mic Mac is on a plane, do you have anything else to say?
No, since we're talking about Scandinavia, I have to say this. I was watching Lilyhammer with Steve Van Zandt from the E Street Band. He's in the show by Netflix for 3 years, and this guy comes over from the United States and says, hey, where are all the hot blondes I keep hearing about? He says, that's in Norway, you made a wrong turn.
Mic Mac, anything else to add to the show?
Nope, just send us some emails on anything that you want, deck testing, what you agreed on with the cards, what you didn't agree. No, just look forward to any sort of feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, telling us how much you love Mic Mac.
Paddywhack, give the dog a bone. So you can follow us on Twitter at A Worthy Opponent. Find us on Twitch TV at HelloSweet Media. You can email us at awohearthstone@gmail.com. You can download us on iTunes or send us a review and we will give you a shout out. Find us on Facebook at awohearthstone. Find us on Stitcher Satellite Radio. And Google Plus, A Worthy Opponent. As usual, a special thanks to HoloSuite Media and Xander, our man behind the curtain, and the theme music provided by Awesome City Limits. Thank you all, and listeners, of course, you above all else, thank you as well. Have a happy week. Happy hearthing. See you next week, guys.
The end is coming.
No, I got that joke backwards. He was in Norway, and he said, you missed a turn at Sweden.
Oh, yeah. I watched a couple episodes of that.
I can't play WoW or Hearthstone and watch it at the same time because of all the subtitles.
Yeah, I have to go back and forth reading it.
Of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Worthy Opponent. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.